Bitcoin ETFs post a sixth straight week of net outflows. U.S. spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds have now recorded six consecutive weeks of net outflows, according to a June 21, 2026 report from Cointelegraph. The streak lands while Bitcoin trades around $6,461 as of June 21, up about 1% on the day, but down 0.64% over the past 7 days, and while the crypto fear and greed index sits at 22, firmly in fear territory. A single week of redemptions is noise. Six in a row is a pattern, and it points at the same vehicles that anchored the last institutional bid, stepping back in unison. A month and a half of money leaving spot Bitcoin ETFs were the headline demand story of the prior cycle. They gave pensions, advisors, and corporate treasuries a regulated wrapper to hold BTC without touching custody themselves, and the inflows into those products became the cleanest live read on institutional conviction. That red has flipped. Six straight weeks of net outflows means more capital has exited the funds than entered them every week for roughly a month and a half. The mechanics matter here. ETF redemptions are not abstract sentiment. When shares are redeemed, the funds authorize participants hand back baskets, and the underlying Bitcoin is sold or moved off the balance sheet. Sustained outflows therefore translate into real supply hitting the market at the same time price is struggling to hold ground, price and sentiment moving together. The flow data does not exist in a vacuum. Bitcoin near $64,160 is roughly flat to slightly lower on the week, and a fear and greed reading of 22 confirms that traders are positioned defensively rather than chasing. The two reinforce each other. Nervous sentiment makes allocators more willing to trim, and visible redemptions feed the nervousness. Other corners of the market are not following Bitcoin lower in lockstep. Solana is up 4.59% over 24 hours to $72.86, and Ether holds $1,733, up 1.37% as of June 24. The divergence suggests the pressure is concentrated in the Bitcoin complex and the products tied to it, not a uniform risk-off move across every major asset. Reading the streak without overreading it, a six-week outflow run is significant, but it is worth keeping the frame tight. Outflows measure fund-level demand, not the entire market. Over-the-counter desks, offshore venues, and direct self-custody buyers do not show up in ETF tallies, so the funds can bleed while other pockets quietly accumulate. The streak is a strong signal about one specific channel, the one that institutions use most visibly, rather than proof that every buyer has left. It does, however, remove a tailwind. For most of the prior year, ETF inflows were the story bulls pointed to whenever price wobbled. That cushion is gone for now, and Bitcoin is holding the low 60,000s without it. That is arguably the more useful takeaway than the streak itself. The asset has absorbed 6 weeks of fund selling, and a fear reading of 22 and is not broken. For people who interact with crypto through spending and payment rails rather than trading desks, the immediate effect is indirect. Prolonged institutional caution tends to cool the broader sentiment that drives top-up activity and demand for stablecoin spending, and it pressures the corporate treasury and accumulation narratives that have dominated headlines out of the United States. None of that changes how a card works day to day, but it sets the mood that surrounds the whole market.